have we got?
The critically acclaimed US production of Canned Goods
yes.
has just begun its London debut run over at the Southwark Playhouse in Borough. Set just before the outbreak of the Second World War on the border of Poland and Germany, the play highlights the fate of four men as the Nazis plan an invasion. Here to tell us more is the writer of the play himself, Eric Kahn. Eric, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good
this
morning.
Looks fascinating. Now, obviously, we know what the World War II, but tell us what this story, which snapshot are you taking to build that play around?
Before I get into it, I just have to stop and throw in My Adidas by Run DMC.
Oh yes!
Thank you. So good.
You can come back anytime.
Anytime. You've got anything opening, even if it's a fridge door, you can come back.
And on the other side, so you got Adidas on one side, and then I was thinking my boots are made for walking.
Yeah, my Nancy boots
Sinatra.
Are made. Love that song.
Fantastic.
Great song. Anyway, about your play.
Getting to the play. So,
the
play is about a really interesting, I think, but little known event that really led to the start of World War II.
Yes.
Hitler was convinced that he could appease Chamberlain and Halifax if he just had an excuse for invading Poland.
Yes.
Wow. Now, of course, Churchill did not play ball, and the whole history of the world was changed on September 1st, 1939.
Yes.
But on the preceding day, Hitler brought some prisoners that he had taken from Dachau, and one prisoner that he took off of a farm on the border of Germany and Poland, and he staged a false flag operation where he set up a scene that made it look like Polish soldiers were attacking Germans on the German-Polish border.
I didn't know this story. Very few people know about it.
Yeah, it's like it almost seems like something out of The Sopranos or, The Godfather.
It feels like very modern day where you don't know what it's like the AI thing, like what's real, what's it's just like, cool, talk about skullduggery.
It's really amazing. I mean, in the play, we have actual clip from the BBC reporting at the time on September 1st.
What did they think was happening?
The BBC said, that there's been an attack of Germans by the Poles on the border, and Germany is, kind of justified in their reprisal of marching into Poland.
Wow.
And if Churchill and the British people hadn't stood up to Hitler, there could have been a Nazification of Eastern Europe that could have lasted for decades or more.
Goodness. How did you discover that story? Did someone tell you it? Were you just reading about it?
I read, there's a very large book. I like reading about history. One book I read was William Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, which is impossibly long. And for some reason, I got through it, and it's in that book, among other books, but I think many people kind of get a few hundred pages in and then give up.
Didn't
get to that part. And I think it's a very interesting story, but I think that the play is really not intended to be a history lesson. It revolves around the lives of these three prisoners and their SS major who's kind of toying with them the day before this operation. And it's, kind of a dark and troubling play, and it's kind of startling in some respects, but also there's a sense of humor and a sense of hopefulness in how people can stand up to oppression and find their humanity in very difficult circumstances.
Do you get the impression from having read about it, having written about it, having studied it, that actually things could have been different? In other words, do you think that Hitler thought that he could genuinely get away with it and that there would be no move from others?
I think he did, because, you know, the history that he encountered with the invasion of the Sudetenlands, with the Anschluss,
yes.
I think he felt, you know, if you have facts don't really matter.
Yep.
You know, all that matters is getting your way. And if he could convince Britain that he had an excuse, that having gone through World War One, they would be reluctant to try to, you know, to allow themselves to enter into another world war, which makes a lot of sense. Thankfully, Churchill, you know, stood by his word and, you know, mobilized the UK and prevented Hitler from having a single front war against Russia, which is what he wanted.
What an amazing play this is going to be to see. Now, you are, Eric, you're working on so many different things. You're working on a play, Moses in Berlin, with the American Theatre Group. You're working on a screenplay version of Orwell's Animal Farm. You are a painter and a sculptor. And you are an intellectual property lawyer. Whoa. I'm guessing once you start writing, being an intellectual property lawyer is probably a really good thing to be, right?
I suppose that's right. I think it seems like a lot, but some of this stuff kind of, once I have it in my head, it comes out fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a tortured process for me to write. I mean, there's a long editorial process and trying to get your words to be really interesting on stage. Is a process, but I don't find it difficult to balance these things because I've been doing the legal work for a long time. I feel like I kind of have a rhythm with that, and I really enjoy the writing, and that comes out, you know, I wouldn't say easily, but it's something I really enjoy. And
you got left brain, right brain going on.
You really have. Right. And actually, the left brain, right brain thing is actually one of the motivations for the next question that I want to ask you, which is that the law is, it's all about fact. It's all about, you know, what you can prove, precedent. Mm-hmm. And yet, theatre is all about, even if you're using historic events like you are, using facts to elicit feelings. What do you want us to feel? What do you want your audience to feel when they see this play?
You know, it's such an interesting question and an interesting observation too. I mean, I think that the law is about facts, but it's also about persuasion.
Yes.
And about reading people and judgment, I think. And the play, I would say, you know, I went to a preview last night, and it really felt like the audience was very locked in. I don't think the play is in any way slow or boring. I think it's really kind of a startling, high-energy experience. And I really would hope that people feel really thoughtful and have questions, you know, as a result of the play. And
they
think about how people, human beings, treat each other.
Yeah.
And I would also say that I think one thing that elicits some degree of interest and feelings is thinking about the world from the perspective of the SS major. So rather than have kind of a stock, you know, Nazi character, I'm hopeful that you look at the SS major in the play as a real character, as a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he survived the war. He was not really in prison for a long period of time and lived out his life happily with his friends and neighbors after really doing some just awful, you know, profoundly disturbing things.
We struggle with redemption. Those kind of stories, they're gritty, aren't they? They're hard to kind of hold.
I think so. And I think looking at this SS major and thinking of him as a real person and not just like a Hollywood, you know, character is troubling for people. I've also found that, you know, one of the characters you know, is a very difficult person, but is not entirely unsympathetic. And I think people struggle with that too. I mean, they don't want to see bad people who are, you know, relatable. And I think this person is somewhat relatable, the SS major and one of the prisoners. So I think it makes people really question and think in ways that they might not otherwise.
You know. So the show's just opened. It opened on the 16th, and it runs all the way to the 8th of February. Thank you so much, Eric, for being
on the
show.
Thank you.
If people would like more information, it's at the Southwark Playhouse. You can get that on www.southwarkplayhouse.co.uk.